I'm really excited today. You know why? We're going to talk about Jesus. Are you with me? Stick around because here we go. Oh man, I'll tell you what, I am a lucky man. I get to talk about Jesus. We get to spend 30 minutes today. We'll talk about Jesus. We're going to hear him speak to us. How does it get any better than that? Welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. I am Gary Zimak, and it's great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. And now, we're also on TuneIn Radio. We're on iTunes. We are all over the place. This show is getting out there. Praise God for technology. Isn't it an amazing thing what happens with what is happening with the internet? It is it's just so powerful the way we can reach out and spread the good news. And you know, the Lord expects us to do whatever it is we can to help him spread the good news. He could do it on his own if he wanted to, but he designed it this way. When you think about it, you know if you and I were coming up with a plan, I'm going to create a church. I'm going to found a church and have it spread throughout the world. Now, this is 2,000 years ago. Think about it. Would you have chosen the apostles? Certainly not. If you were Jesus, what would you have done? You would have stayed on earth and taken care of it yourself, right? I mean, there is no way that we would have chosen the apostles. It's not even a possibility. It's not even a possibility for us to consider using people as incompetent as the apostles to do anything for us. We would never do it. This goes to show you that you and I don't think the same way the Lord does. And the beautiful thing about it, now, you know, these poor apostles, it's documented forever so we can all read what a bunch of knuckleheads they were. Good thing my name's not in the Bible. Can you imagine? I can't imagine what would be said about me. But here's the thing. We look at those guys, and we see that empowered by the Holy Spirit. And in a few days, we're going to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. So this is a big thing. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, they did indeed do exactly what Jesus called them to do, to be leaders in the early church. And ultimately, they were martyred for their belief. Isn't that incredible? That goes to show how powerful the Holy Spirit is. Now, you and I, we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time when we are baptized. And we have these gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts are perfected through the sacrament of confirmation. So we have these gifts, these seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is all we need to do great things for the Lord. But we can rebel. We can be afraid. We can not cooperate with the grace that is given to us. Just because you have the gifts don't mean you have to use them. So therefore, it's up to us to get busy and to cooperate with this grace that the Lord gives us, to be responsive to these gifts and these promptings of the Holy Spirit, to get out there and do what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to help grow his kingdom on earth. Again, the apostles, us, couldn't you do better, Lord? But this, you know, this is the way he's designed it. So as imperfect as you may feel or as I may feel, we can do great things if we only get out of our own way sometimes. Get out of the Lord's way, actually, and let him work through us. So we're going to talk more about that in the program today. If I have time, I'll talk a little bit about listening to Jesus. I think that's a big problem for us. How do I listen to him? He doesn't talk to me. You know, I've heard this so many times, and at times we can all feel that way. He must want me to do something, but he's not telling me anything. He's not speaking, or I'm not hearing, or whatever. Because honestly, if you're going to know what he wants you to do, you've got to be able to hear him first, right? So we'll talk about that in the program. It's great to be back here with you. And again, I'm excited that we are now being carried by TuneIn Radio, so you can download the TuneIn app through the iTunes store and listen to this program wherever you go. It's free of charge still. Not going to cost you anything. 30 minutes each night. We sit around. We talk about Jesus. We read sacred scripture. We pray. I mean, let's face it, guys. It's a good deal. Even if you don't like me, it's a good deal. And I assume that if you're listening, you like me. But we've been doing this over 5 years now. The program is done on Blog Talk Radio, and then it gets sent out to all of these other avenues as well. If you would like to help me continue my mission, and I know we have a lot of new listeners, I want to put this out there. I need your help financially, spiritually. I need lots of help in order to continue to have this program on the air and to continue to have it free of charge. Here's what you can do. And I get asked this question a lot. People do want to help. So even though I'm not comfortable talking about it, I know that you want to help. And I have to let you know. I have to remind you because it's easy to forget. You can go to followingthetruth.com. There's a donate tab there. You click on that. You can become a monthly sponsor and help me to keep this program on the air. You can also give an additional one-time donation, whatever you can afford. I really could use it. It's difficult to keep my full-time ministry going. I'm not crying, but I'm letting you know how it is. I believe in honesty on this show. You're honest with me. I'm honest with you. I let you know where I stand. I don't want you to think that I am living a life of luxury because I can barely pay the bills each month, and we live incredibly modestly. Now, again, I don't do this to complain. I just do it to let you know where we stand. I believe in this program. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in His Catholic Church, and I want you to know more about Him. Therefore, I have to ask you to help me financially in order that we can do that. So would you please prayerfully consider either becoming a monthly sponsor, maybe increasing your sponsorship if you already are a sponsor, or possibly making a one-time donation. You can do it securely by PayPal at my website, followingthetruth.com. Please, 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 that's four pleases. Do not put yourself in any financial jeopardy. If you have bills, they've got to be paid first. I'm going to tell you that right up front. The Lord doesn't want you to put yourself in financial jeopardy. Does the Lord want you to give up an extra snack or maybe some little pleasure, guilty pleasure of yours that you have? He could. So if you want to give me that money, that's great. But don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. It's your responsibility. This is part of God doing God's will to pay your monthly bills, whatever they may be. But if you have any extra and you'd like to share it with me, I'm telling you, you're going to keep this program on the air. So I would appreciate that. I want to be really honest because sometimes I hear mixed messages coming from evangelists. That's not true. God does not want you to put yourself in financial jeopardy. He wants you to pay your bills each month. Okay, so if you have any extra, though, know that I could really use it. If you also would like to support me through Mystic Monk Coffee through Amazon.com, you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and either clicking on the Amazon or the Mystic Monk image. You buy yourself some coffee, you get yourself some books, and you use those links on my website. That results in a commission for me, and it helps me to pay the bills. So that's very, very important. Also, the most important thing that you can do for me, you know what it is, right? You can pray for me. You can pray for my ministry, for my family, so that we don't become discouraged. It can be discouraging sometimes, and we don't want that to happen because I know that the Lord has a job for me to do. But I need your prayers. I need your prayers so that this show can stay on the air and that I can stay focused. It's easy for me to lose my focus, and I really don't want that to happen because there's too much at stake here. So I thank you in advance for your prayers and for your financial support. If you have any questions or need more information, please shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. You know, another thing you could do, and I'd love this, is to invite me to speak at your parish. I earn the bulk of my income through giving parish talks, conference talks. If you want me to bring in, if you want to bring me in, lead a parish mission, lead a retreat, give a one-hour talk, whatever it is, contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information and some sample video of talks that I've given around the country. Okay? Thank you for listening to that. Now let's get to the important stuff. Let's pray. Let's put ourselves, let's remember, I always want to choose my words carefully. Sometimes I say, let's put ourselves in God's presence. We don't have to do that. He's with us. We're in His presence. Let's remember that we are in God's presence. You know, it's so easy to forget about that. You're looking around, you're seeing things around you, you're seeing your daily problems. It's very easy to forget that you are in God's presence. You are. He hears you. We're about to speak to Him. He will answer these prayers. He'll answer them in His time and in the way that's best, but He will answer them. Let's pray with confidence, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us another day. Thank You for the many blessings that You shower us upon us. We thank You for the incredible blessing of life. You created us. Thank You. Thank You for sustaining us, because we know that without Your will, we couldn't continue to live. So you will that we are alive at this moment in time, and we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son. You sent your Son to live among us, to become one of us, to live among us, to suffer and to die and to rise from the dead so that we can learn about you and go to heaven one day. Father, how can we ever thank you enough for that? So thank you for the gift of Jesus. Please help us to get to know Jesus better and to get to know you better through Jesus. We ask that we better understand your Holy Spirit so that we can live in closer unity with you. We lift up ourselves, our families, our friends, our coworkers, our fellow students, the people we see on the street today, whoever it may be, we lift them up. We ask you to bless them, and please use us to bring people closer to you. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may have become estranged from you, who don't want anything to do with you. We ask you to call them back and open their hearts up so that they may come back to you. We lift up those who are struggling with addictions, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are living in extreme poverty or who may be homeless. We also lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask for an increase in vocations. We ask for an end to abortion. We ask you to accept all of our problems, whatever they may be, and please handle them in the best way possible. And finally, I give you this show. This show belongs to you, Father. If it was not for you, I would not be able to do this. So I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me. Please reveal your message for us today. We ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This is the month of May now, and we do it every day, but especially during the month of May, we remember our Blessed Mother, Mary. And we turn to her and pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Man, I'll tell you what, I just love it when we pray together. And I want to mention one thing, because I realize that not everybody who listens to this program is Catholic. So I really have to point this out. When we turn to our Blessed Mother and we ask for her prayers, we are not implying that she's divine in any way. We understand that Mary is human. The same thing goes for the saints. But we ask them to intercede for us. They live in heaven. They can help us. And that's why we turn to them. So we are not calling them divine. We realize that any intention that they can grant, or any help that they give us, comes from the Lord. That's where their power comes from. But as saints, as residents of heaven, which is where we're all trying to get to, they can help us and they intercede for us. All right, so that's what we do. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Gary Zimek. We do the show every Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio, but now we're available on iTunes, on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to the program at followingthetruth.com as well. Trying to get the show out in as many ways as possible. Today is Thursday. I am currently in Fort Worth, Texas. As you listen to this, I'll be home tomorrow, God willing. We will have a show again, double God willing. If I get back in time, I should have no problem. But if for some reason I get delayed, then you know why there won't be a show tomorrow. But for right now, I plan to do a show tomorrow night when I get back. We're going to look at the Mass readings for Thursday of the 7th and the final week of Easter. Next week, we launch back into ordinary time. We're going to have some cool readings next week. But throughout the Easter season, we have been reading in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We get a glimpse into the early church. Today, we're going to continue that. And in our gospel, we'll hear some powerful words from Jesus. But let's start with the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, beginning in verse 30. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead. When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonged to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness in Rome." Now, you and I are Paul. Imagine that for a minute. We had a rough time here, right? He's barely escaping with his life, and now he's called to bear witness in Rome. The Lord has a plan for Paul. The Lord did not want Paul to finish his job just yet. He had work for him to do. When the Lord has a plan for you, he's going to make it possible for you to live out that plan. Even if it might seem impossible to you, with God, all things are possible. So, he has a plan for you today. You're alive. He's got a plan for you today. What is that plan? Well, that all depends. I'm not really sure. But if you get into the habit of talking to the Lord, take it to prayer and ask him every day, "Hey, Lord, what can I do for you? What do you need me to do today?" I assure you, he's going to reveal it to you. Now, he might not have anything special for you today. Do you have duties in your life? Do them. Go to work. Take care of your house. Whatever it is that you have to do, do that. That's his general plan for you. He might have something specific that he gives you, but he might not. If he gives you something to do, do it. If he doesn't have something special for you, then do whatever it is that you have to do today and offer it up to him. That is the way that you live out God's will. That's the way you become holy, by living out God's will each day. And sometimes we get confused. We think that, well, he's got some big master plan for us that's so complicated and it's going to involve me being a missionary. Maybe, maybe not. If you have nothing else but your normal duties of life, that's God's plan for you. If you're not getting anything else after you're praying about it, you have a family to take care of, you take care of that family. You have a job to do, you go and do that job. That is how you honor the Lord, and that is how you follow his will for your life. But continue to ask him, "Lord, do you have anything else for me to do today?" He'll let you know. Pray for the grace, like St. Paul, to say yes, even if it's a little bit scary. Paul didn't have it easy. But Paul loved Jesus so much that he didn't care if his life was threatened. That's pretty good love, wouldn't you say? So let's pray for that kind of grace. Doesn't mean your life is going to be threatened or you will become an actual martyr one day. Probably you won't. But be willing to be open to whatever the Lord has for you. And don't try to force it. Don't try to do it by yourself. Ask him to help you. Psalm 16 today. This is a good prayer for those of us who are a little nervous about things, a little anxious. "Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope." Boy, I bet Paul was praying that big time when he was headed to the uncertainty of Rome. "Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever." The Lord will protect you. It doesn't mean nothing bad will ever happen to you in your life. You will have to suffer. We all have to suffer. Sometimes if you go out and you share the good news, you're going to be met with persecution. It might be verbal persecution, but nonetheless, you're going to run into some people that don't really want to hear what you have to say. Are you willing to say it anyway? And that doesn't mean you can be nasty. You're not allowed to be nasty about this. If we're being the way the Lord wants us to be, we've got to be loving. So even when we are met with nastiness, we've got to somehow be loving. It doesn't mean you have to be a doormat and repeatedly subject yourself to abuse because you're spreading the good news. Sometimes you're going to have to just back off. But go out there and pray for that grace to spread the good news and to do what God wants you to do, even when it isn't easy. And He will not only protect you, which He will, but He will give you His joy if you're doing His will. That is the secret to happiness. The secret to happiness is to do God's will at all times. And even if you're suffering, you will be able to experience peace if you're doing His will. That's the beautiful thing about the Lord's peace. You can experience His peace even in the midst of your problems. That's pretty good. That's because it's a supernatural peace. Now, the gospel today, some more powerful words from the Lord. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Lifting up His eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, so that they may all be one, as You and I, Father, are in Me and I in You, and that they also may be in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me. And I have given them the glory You gave Me, so that they may be one, as We are one, I in them, and You in Me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that You sent Me, and that You love them even as You loved Me. Father, they are Your gift to Me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with Me, that they may see My glory that You gave Me, because You loved Me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know You, but I know You, and they know that You sent Me. I made known to them Your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which You loved Me may be in them, and I in them. Now, let's face it. This language gets a little confusing. It's really easy to get tripped up on the words, but here's what's happening. Jesus is praying, and I recommend you spend a little time, maybe read this over carefully. Chill out tonight, grab a cup of coffee, let the Lord speak to you. And before you pray, before you read this gospel, and it's John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26, pray to the Holy Spirit. Say, come, Holy Spirit, enlighten me. Speak to me. Open my mind that I may understand these words. Don't just read it like a book. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. What's happening here is Jesus is praying for you. He's praying for you so that you will have the strength to bring Him to those around you. Essentially, that's what it is. You're called to do that. A lot of us don't like that fact. We don't really want to do that. We want to leave that to the priests, the deacons, the sisters. We get like that sometimes, but it's your job, and it's my job, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those around us, whoever they may be. You don't need a worldwide audience. You might not have your own radio show. That's fine. You've got people that need to know Jesus today. Take a look. And if you're not sure who those people might be, offer a prayer up and say, Lord, let me know. Who are the people that I need to tell about You today? Understand that you were prayed for by Jesus. That's amazing. That tells you how powerful prayer is. It also should give you the confidence to go out there and do what you have to do, even when the going gets tough. You were prayed for. Jesus wants you to carry out your mission. He's got a plan for you. He will help you. Don't think you're doing this alone, because you're not. So it's an amazing thing. But I'd recommend, you know, we're doing the readings a little quickly here. Spend a little time. Just chill out. Have some coffee. Have a drink. Whatever. Sit back. Open your Bible up to John 17 and read what Jesus was saying, and pray to the Holy Spirit before you start. See what happens. I think you're going to be pleased. You get into the habit of doing that, you are going to move in to the next level. You're going to move up to the next level of your relationship with the Lord. This is how it happens. Every day, you let Him speak to you. And sacred scripture is a great way to do that. Let's segue into the final segment. You probably know I wrote a book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, and I'm doing a lot of publicity about the book now, appearing on a lot of radio shows talking about it a lot. And I want to highlight a few things on the program here. I don't talk about it all that much on the program because I do it so much on other radio programs. I'm excited about the book. I really believe that it'll help you to grow closer to Jesus. And one of the chapters has to do with listen. Listen to the Lord. How do I do that? I hear that a lot. God never speaks to me. He never speaks to me. I'm listening. He's not saying anything. There's a Vatican II document, De Verbum, and it has to do with the Bible and how specifically Catholics read the Bible. Here's what the Church says. Remember, this is an official Vatican document. This comes through the Church, founded by Christ. This is official teaching. This is the Lord telling you a very important message. For in the sacred books, that's the Bible, for in the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven meets his children with great love and speaks with them. Isn't that amazing? The Lord speaks to you through the pages of sacred scripture. It's not the only way he speaks, but it's a very clear way that he speaks to us. And in the book, I talk about a lot of different examples, one of them being in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch is reading scripture. He's reading a book, the book of the prophet Isaiah, and prompted by the Holy Spirit. I love this, you know, this prompting of the Holy Spirit. We've been talking a lot about that lately, especially with Pentecost coming up. Prompted by the Spirit, Philip asked the man. Philip is a deacon. He's one of the first appointed deacons. He asked the man if he understood what he was reading. The man's answer, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" So, we are now told that the Ethiopian was reading Isaiah 53:7-8, and he was confused about whether the prophet Isaiah was referring to, he was confused about whether it referred to the prophet himself, Isaiah saying this, or someone else. Philip pointed out that it was a reference to Jesus. So he guided this Ethiopian. And I like to point out that Philip was a deacon. He was a representative of the church. He was ordained. So therefore, see what's happening here? The church is guiding this confused man in the true interpretation of sacred scripture. So here's what we need to know. When you read sacred scripture, read it with your Catholic theology in mind. So in other words, you know the teaching of the church. Doesn't mean that every line gets interpreted by the church. What it means is that if something you read in sacred scripture conflicts with a teaching of the church, you know that you're interpreting it wrong. So with that in mind, every time you open up the Bible, the Lord is speaking to you. Ask the Holy Spirit, like I said, to help you, to guide you, to open your mind, to get the meaning that he has for you. Because make no mistake about it, he's got a unique meaning for you. This message, every time you open the Bible, when you sit back later tonight, and you see, I'm really pounding this home. I'm being a little passive aggressive here. But when you sit back later tonight and you open up your Bible and you reread Jesus talking to his Father, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, because that message is being proclaimed like it's never been proclaimed before. It's a dynamic message. So you are getting that message in the year 2016. You read it next year, you're going to have a fresh message, a new message. You might get the same meaning, but you might not. It's a dynamic message. The Bible is not a dead book. The Bible is an encounter with the Lord. And it's really important to do that. Listen, I love the fact that you come and you join me each night for the daily Mass readings. That is always going to be a part of this show. We're going to continue to do that. And I'm happy to be here with you. That's why I was talking about donations at the start of the show. I want the show to continue, and I can't do it without your help, because I believe that it's important to hear Scripture every day. So we will do it together. We will talk about it. But just start to learn, or start to pray for the desire. Take my word for it, but then try it yourself, that the Bible is the easiest and the safest way to let the Lord speak to you. Pray for the desire to read the Bible more. And again, we're going to do it on the show. So join me as we continue to do that. That is a great way to let the Lord speak to you. Now, I am just about out of time. God willing, we're going to do a show tomorrow night. As I said, I am flying back from Dallas tomorrow. We should have a show, no problem. But in the event that something happens, I'll be back on Monday. But in the meantime, I want you to show up here, and we'll see what we can do tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And you know what? You are really special to me and to the Lord. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.